Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat buzzing with you today with Darren Williams with the MBA program joining us after this.
You ready to take Napa to the cleaners? Stop into Napa and get Napa Max non-chlorinated brake cleaner for just $1.99. Use it directly on pads and linings to remove the toughest grease, brake dust, and oil. So make your brakes as clean as a... that would be a whistle. And visit your local Napa Auto Parts store. My conscience is very clean knowing I told you about this deal. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, product not available in all areas. State local restrictions may apply. Offer expires 5/31/12.
Go to NapaOnline.com to find the Napa Auto Parts store near you.
Yeah, the tobacco industry said I'd look tougher.
That my beats would be more hip.
That I would be more glamorous. But I got way more than that. Wrinkles, yellow teeth, bad breath.
It wrecked my lungs.
It gave me cancer.
And now the tobacco industry needs new smokers to replace us. What will they promise you?
Find out the real truth at StopsWithMe.com.
Darren Williams is the dean of the MBA program for the beef industry. That's Masters in Beef Advocacy, if you please. Darren Williams tells us that the program originally set up a few years back to try to help train some beef industry leaders across the country in being able to respond effectively to some of the hot topic issues of the day as beef industry spokesman. Looks like the program expanding beyond that original intent just a bit, hoping to train younger beef industry future leaders, including those now in the FFA, to try to step up and understand what it means to be able to speak out for the cattle industry.
Well, it's really an exciting time for us in the MBA program because we've been able to get a number of FFA chapters across the state to engage their students in this program, and a lot of them were in attendance today, but also some folks who have not been through the program yet who are interested in signing up. I had an opportunity to talk to these young folks about their future and what's at stake in terms of their livelihoods in the beef industry, and why being an advocate or particularly getting involved in the Masters of Beef Advocacy program is an important part of securing that future.
Obviously, you've got young people that are involved with livestock production, a lot of them, and obviously in the beef cattle business here in our state anyway. And there are people that do not want them to be able to have a future in the cattle industry.
Well, that's right. And I told them that today, that there's people out there actively working, to end animal agriculture in the United States. And I frankly think that we need to let people know that that really is what's at stake here. If we get to a certain point where we are overregulated or where we have consumers, so far disconnected from how farm animals are raised and processed for food, that we really could be seeing the end of livestock agriculture in the United States. Now, that sounds like a dire prediction, but I want these young folks to know that their future is at stake.
And Darren Williams says while he didn't really envision it, he says it makes a lot of sense to use something like MBA to equip young people to get ready to argue eloquently for their cattle industry in the years to come.
I didn't envision colleges and universities really incorporating this program into curriculum for animal science classes, beef production classes, and now FFA is just another step, I guess, even further back down the chain to see, can we get some highly engaged younger students who want to be involved in agriculture, either back on the farm or to engage in advocacy? Because, I mean, these are the folks that they're not only on Facebook and Twitter and blogging already, but they're also the ones that are going to be the early adopters for whatever the next technology is.
Darren Williams talking MBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, the folks at OBI, Oklahoma Beef Incorporated, got their spring turnout bull sale coming up on Thursday, May 17th at 12 noon at the OBI test station, 8 miles west of Stillwater on Highway 51. They'll be selling 61 breeding age bulls, Angus, Herefords, and Brangus. For more information, you can contact OBI at 405-624-1181. 405-624-1181. Their spring turnout bull sale Thursday, May 17th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.